Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Knife Guys Finish Kill. I'm one of your hosts, Tommy Decimal, and I am so excited for our episode today. Just so excited to get into it, just to sort of really delve deep on serial killers, killers in general, weird incidents, anything and everything murder. But I would be remiss if I did not introduce my two co-hosts, or at least have them introduce themselves. Here's one of them, Angela Vitals. Angela Vitals, welcome. Thank you so much for popping in today.
Of course. Love to be here. Love to be here.
Mm-hmm. Angela, anything spooky happened to you today, or did you almost die on the way to the studio?
I did. I fell down the stairs.
Oh, that's amazing.
At the top stair, and I fell all the way down, and I hit my head on every step.
All right. Wow. Did you record it, or did anyone record it?
Nope.
Oh.
But I'm so excited to be here and fake knives finish last.
What was that?
I hit the head on every single step on the way down. Oh, and our third co-host, of course.
Of course. The Bloody Duke.
The Bloody Duke himself. What's up, Duke?
Just Duke, guys. Come on.
Bloody Duke. Come on.
He got a nosebleed first day of recording. He's the Bloody Duke.
That was like 200 episodes ago. I mean, yeah. Well, okay.
It felt like 195.
It's me. It's Duke. I'm back in the studio again. Really, really excited to be talking about this with you guys. Kind of delving into the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We are so excited. And a few points of business before we dig into it. We get our audio shovels and we dig 8 feet down into murder and death and weirdness and happenings. Before we do that, we do want to mention that we have shows sold out in Chicago at the United Center, at the Allstate Arena, at the Staples Center. We are sold out for 20 nights in a row. We also have we're doing our first year-long residency at the Hollywood Bowl. In 2026, that is completely sold out. All of our merch is sold out.
In 2027, we are doing a Vegas residency. They're giving us one of the Cirque. Yeah, at the Sphere.
Imagine the visuals.
The Sphere. Oh. It will be sickening.
And we are currently in talks. We probably shouldn't say anything about this yet.
You
but
can
we are,
say.
We're
you can
currently say, in talks dude. To be the first podcast to do a live podcast in low Earth orbit. We will be going up on not even a spaceship. It's a Neuralink satellite that will be shot up into low Earth orbit.
None of us are ready. None of us are excited. Yeah. But it's happening.
It's happening. It's
but
happening.
We are multimillionaires.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and head over to Knife Guys Finish Kill.
That's what it is.
.com.
Knife Guys. I slash fake knives finish last.
Angela, you must have hit your head so hard.
Knife Guys. And what's my last name?
Vitals.
Finish Kills. Angela Vitals.
And Angela, right. I hope you're prepared at least somewhat today for your very popular segment, Vital Signs.
Of course I did.
Okay, perfect.
And I definitely know where I am and I'm not spinning my wheels.
Well, speaking of spinning our wheels, the first person that we're going to get to today that I'm so scared and excited to talk about. I have goosebumps. Look, Angela, goosebumps. Look, Bloody Duke, goosebumps.
Ooh.
Just Duke.
Is the drive-through demon of Tucson.
Ooh.
Now, the drive-through demon of Tucson was famously a serial killer in Tucson, Arizona from 1987 to 2023. And he terrorized drive-through fast food chains for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
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 And he would go farther than a lot of, I think, you know, traditional drive-through pranks would go. You know, a lot of times people would go to the drive-through, and then when you pull up at the window, it's just their butt hanging out of the car. But the drive-through demon of Tucson, he would go further. He would do a fart or sometimes even a little poop out of his butt. And it just made the terror that he inflicted on those drive-through employees all the more worse.
Right. And like sometimes when people are pranking, people who work at the drive-through, which, I mean, we could all agree as a society, that's a great kind of person to prank. Someone who's working that job is standing and taking your order all day.
Yeah.
Prank them. Yeah.
And it's a victimless crime in that the victim doesn't matter.
Like, people on the internet, of course, will, like, pull up, order an ice cream, get the ice cream cone from the drive-through window, grab the ice cream, and throw it in the face of the drive-through window operator. Mm-hmm. This is not what he did.
No.
He would drive up, and he would say, "Your parents never loved you."
Yeah.
And they're telling everyone. And then he'd zoom off.
Yeah.
Which is worse than an ice cream cone to the face.
And we should say, just a reminder, if you go to KnifeGuysFinishKill.com, you can find photos and information and addresses of all the victims, living and dead. So just know if you want to email them, if you want to, save image and post and put a fun meme or something, all that information is available on KnifeGuysFinishKill.com.
Yeah, we do, you know, we do so much work tracking down the victims of all of these crimes that it would be a shame if we didn't post that work somewhere. So people know that our podcast is actually serious. Mm-hmm. We are serious about what we do. We're serious about the research that we do, the research that goes into it.
I mean, I show up even when I've hit my head on every step.
Especially.
Yeah. I forgot one school subject on every step on the way down.
What was the top step?
I felt it go. I was like, math, science,
social studies,
music.
Theater.
Art. Typing.
What was the last to go? Angela, I gotta know. What was the last to go?
French.
Yeah.
And you know I have a French boyfriend. This is devastating
Pierre.
For me. I don't know how to communicate with him anymore.
Oh, Navy Pierre.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still in the Navy?
No. Dishonorably discharged.
Oh.
Enough about your bedroom life, Angela. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Oh, that's a bloody Duke. Point.
Stop pointing at me. Just Duke.
Yeah. Well, speaking of discharge and in the bedroom.
It's not even my name.
The drive-through demon of Tucson was ultimately caught because anytime he went through a McDonald's and they would ask, would you like to supersize it? Which, of course, famously was done pre-documentary. Anytime someone would ask, would you like to supersize it? He would have his penis out and he would make himself get a boner, which is disgusting and hilarious. We at the podcast find that absolutely hilarious. We do have supersize my penis t-shirts.
It stopped being funny in like 1988.
Yeah.
After 1988, no longer funny, but pre-1988.
I'd argue February 89.
To me,
I'd
it's
argue
the same.
Never.
Well, Angela, you famously just hit your head. I mean,
look at you, true.
I see stars.
Women have always loved to see unsolicited penises. They loved it in the 80s. I actually think you're right that they did love that in the 80s. Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
They caught him in 2023, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't done supersize for like 20 years. By the way, RIP, we will be covering the whole Morgan Spurlock thing on a future episode of the podcast.
Of course. And you guys keep requesting it in all your comments, the Facebook group. You guys are dying to hear it.
I think it was cancer, so it's hard to maybe cover on the show, but eventually we have to cover it.
Well, we have our our sort of, what do you call it? The statement, our motto. What do I want to say? Our, what's that called? The statement, our, you know, like, this is what we're about. You know, what am I trying to say?
A statement? Motto?
A statement. Our promise.
Statement?
Mission statement. Thank you so much. I was like, it's a place in San Antonio. Mission statement. And it's a position.
Yeah. With our missionary fries position. Inside of the burrito.
Our missionary position statement. The very first episode. And we've brought you 3,600 episodes. Was anything involving death, funny penises, horror, supernatural, or weirdness? We cover no matter how uncomfortable it might get. So we will be covering cancer.
Which
and
is
we have,
truly, I mean, the most terrifying because it could come for any of us.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Earth's number one serial killer, cancer.
Yeah, cancer.
Yeah.
The biggest, history's greatest monster.
Yeah.
Cancer.
And check out our history's greatest monster, cancer t-shirts. Those are on, they sold out.
Tommy, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of people got falsely accused in this case, right? they kept arresting people, bringing people in for questioning that didn't end up being the demon.
Well, the demon, you know, and this is where some of my research comes into play. He did a very smart thing, which was whenever he would commit these drive-through crimes, he would wear a clown mask, which led to the persecution of clowns in Tucson. There was a lot of circuses getting busted up at that time, a lot of clown rings, also called circuses. But I think circuses like Oreo, like it's a brand name. It's not like a cookie type. So, you know, sometimes they'd be called clown rings instead of circuses.
I know.
And a lot of clowns were unjustly arrested.
Yes.
Unjustly convicted. Unjustly executed.
We do we found some records of one clown being pulled over and then 47 clowns being arrested that night.
Yeah.
From that one car.
They arrested the entire car, the entire clown car.
Disgusting.
Let's play that clip.
Excuse me, do you know how fast you were going?
Fast as fast can be.
Okay.
Sorry, was my foot too big on the gas?
What is this?
Hey, my name's Dave. I'm just
trying to get to a birthday party.
I'm trying to get to a birthday party.
You started honking. You did your clown stuff at me.
Excuse me, officer. His name is not Dave. It's Sprinkles the Clown. Sprinkles, you know, never to break clown kayfabe.
Cartwheels, come on, man.
That's right, I'm Cartwheels. You call me Cartwheels.
Kayfabe is for wrestling. We're clowns.
He's right. This was a test. I'm from the Clown Coalition. You get all into the car, everybody. You're all arrested in the name of clowns.
Oh, man, I got priors.
As you can tell from the audio, the clowns didn't take it very seriously.
And they were
I'm sorry,
all executed.
This is my fault. I think that is audio from a prank show, a local Tucson area prank show that was happening at that time. So
yeah, some of our files are getting sort of scrambled today.
I got a new system. I've been installing a new system, and it may be scrambling some of these
Bloody
files.
Bloody Duke.
It says the audio is from 98.7 The Whack.
Ms. Dake. Yeah, that was the Whack Pack doing clown car arrest from 97.1 The Whack.
Hmm.
Or 98.7 The Whack, whatever we said earlier. My thoughts are all the names.
But not only clowns were affected, Bloody Duke, but also kids. Because when you go through a drive-thru, when parents take their kids through drive-thru, or when parents pick up drive-thru fast food and bring it home, there's always some sort of toy or prize. So what happened were, you know, there were eyes, there was, you know, cameras around town, and they were trying to capture who had a bevy, who had a treasure trove of fast food toys and prizes. And so that turned out to be a lot of kids. So a lot of kids were interrogated. A lot of kids were sort of, you know, picked up, turned upside down, shook real hard. stuff comes out of their pants that put back down, toss all the hair. Mm-hmm. A lot of reports of that. But ultimately, they caught him. He turned himself in. So that's a huge win for Tucson.
Kind of two different. They said they caught him, but ultimately he did kind of turn himself in.
Well, and this is again where my fact-checking comes into play. He was on his way to the police station to turn himself in, and they caught him, I want to say, about a quarter of a block from the police. It was obvious that's where he was going. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get... within a quarter of a block from a Tucson police station, you're getting tackled to the ground because they do not want just walk-ins coming up there. So he was technically caught before he turned himself in.
Yeah, technically.
Right. And I mean, they took credit for it in the front of the newspaper, so...
They took one of those pictures that police love to take of a table laid out with all of the things in the clown's pockets, like, you know, big shoes, a squirt bottle for water... They posted that online. Yeah, same. Another dangerous criminal off the streets.
Color books that were blank and then filled with colorful drawings.
Yeah.
Well, that chapter is closed for Tucson, and I think Tucson is better for it.
Yeah, but what was like his background?
Well, you can find that all.
Do we know the why?
We have his social security number, which is on knifeguysfinishkill.com. You can find
that there. Well, we did. To preserve some of his anonymity, we never said his name on the show, and we didn't post his full social security number, just because until he is convicted of a crime, we have to be, or he is the victim of a crime, we have to be careful with not putting his personal information out there.
Yes, we left one number off the Social Security, yeah. So that's
going to
be
five.
It's five. We know we have a lot of vigilantes that listen to this show, and it's happened many, many, many times in the past where we've gotten it wrong. And next week, when we come up to do a correction, it is too late. They're already dead at the hand of one of our lovely vigilante listeners. And we do love all of our vigilante listeners.
Oh, we love them. Yes, yes, yes. Our knife guys, knife-arinos. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The knife-arinos.
The knife-arinos,
who listen to Knife Guys Finish Kill and not Fake Knives Finish Last, which is what I wrote down when you first said it with full confidence, mind you, Tommy.
I heard that right.
I thought
the devil had your tongue. But that is our biggest rival podcast. One more time, Angelo, with that name.
Fake Knives Finish Last, and we're Knife Guys Finish Kills.
One of the reasons I think that Fake Knives Finish Last is so popular is because we talk about it so much on the show, and we are not affiliated with them at all. We have no business relationship with them at all.
Yeah, we give them a lot of oxygen, and we should probably stop because...
We should definitely stop. But that brings us to the end of our first segment, so it is time for a quick commercial break. This season on Fake Knives Finish Last, we're doing murders, killers, and weird happenings. Tune in wherever you get podcasts. Fake Guys Finish Last. Wait.
The horniest true crime podcast.
Horny fuck butter. And we're back. We should really stop selling ads to
our rivals.
Are we even selling them or are we just airing them?
I think they're hacking us.
It could be that they're hacking us. I've moved a lot of files. The system is brand new, so it's apparently it's full of backdoors. So
your
it's very
desktop
possible.
Is a mess. I'm seeing it from here. This is it's all jumbled, and there's all sorts of files.
Yeah, PDF. If you think this is bad, you should see my computer screen. It's even more disorganized.
You have a tactile minesweeper. That's never seen one of those. That's insane.
Should I bring in my story for the week that I brought in to talk about my
Angela,
crime?
Angela, whatever you can remember.
Mm-hmm. I'm here to talk about the Phantom Bank Job, another Tucson crime. You guys probably remember this. In the 90s, there was a series of bank robberies that had very mysterious details. Mm. It seemed like the banks were being robbed by no one. The security footage would show a regular day at the bank and then the bank tellers putting their hands up to no one, putting out money, and then the tape would glitch and the money would be gone.
Gone, yeah. Money would be gone.
Does anyone remember this from the 90s? You remember that was on Tucson?
Oh, yeah.
And we actually have, we're going to play some audio that we have from the security cameras from one of these robbers.
You know, just take whatever you want, okay? Don't shoot me or stab me or punch me or I don't know what you have. Just take what you want. Are you taking it? Well, I'll open the drawer and then you take what you want. Are you taking it? Okay. Can I look do you not want me to see? Okay. Nothing's moving. Did you want me? I'll put it in the bag. Here, I'm going to put it in the bag. Okay. $50,000, $60,000, okay, here you go. $100,000, unmarked bills. Okay. Do you want me to walk it out to your car? Or did you walk? I don't know what you want. Please, just take it and go. Okay, I'll walk out with it. Okay, I'm walking out.
Mikey, it is time for your break if you want to take it.
I gotta go. Hey, I gotta go. All right, I'm walking, okay. All right, I'm gonna get in your car. Did you want me to drive? Okay. Should we go to your place or go to my house? Okay, let's go to my house. Okay. All right, we're driving to my house.
Wow, don't know how the audio followed him out to his car.
The range on those cameras, even in the 90s, was insane.
I was just about to say. But you realized it on your own. You did it. It was sort of a self-cleaning oven. You sort of heard yourself.
It's very interesting, too, because obviously, the number one red herring in any of these crimes, people thought it was an inside job. Yeah. They thought that it was bank tellers all over the city of Tucson independently deciding to stage a fake invisible robbery, and they'd all individually just take home hundreds of thousands of dollars from the bank and blame it on this invisible robber. But again, we call it a red herring for a reason. That was not what was happening in this story.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. The Phantom Bank job was a little bit more complicated. It wasn't cut and dry.
No.
What made it hard is at the same time in Tucson, a rock band decided that that would make for a really great band name, the Phantom Bank Job.
Yes.
So it caused just a slew of confusion in the town. They're like, are you talking about the band? Are you talking about the crimes that are happening?
Mm-hmm. And the Phantom Bank Job, the band,
mm-hmm.
they were without a manager. So they were putting up signs everywhere saying wanted, you know, Phantom Bank Job. And then in small print underneath, gig to play, venue to perform.
Caused a lot
of confusion.
Yeah, police dispatches. It was very confusing. This is, we have another Phantom Bank Job. A lot of police would show up to a concert. They'd have a really great time, forget even what they were, you know, left the house to do that morning. And then this isn't even, not to overcomplicate it, but this is also the 90s in Tucson. So what else was going on?
Yeah.
A big peanut butter and jelly sandwich craze. So we have people also being confused because they've got PBJ Phantom Bank Job and PBJ peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now all of a sudden you have officers who are supposed to show up to a bank robbery and they're eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, jamming out to one of Tucson's best. Would you call it a jam band? I guess you'd call it a jam band.
They'd call themselves a jam band, so let's call it a jam band.
Famously got everyone on dancing with their number one hit, Everybody Get on the Fucking Floor.
Mm-hmm.
They meant dance floor, but...
I know, but that was what was confusing, is a lot of their music alluded to bank robbery.
Put your fucking hands up.
And what's so crazy about this band is that they all worked at banks, and they were all the tellers... that would be the ones that would get held up by the Phantom.
And what
was confusing,
Angela, you're right, is that at the same time, Penn and Teller were doing a residency in Tucson.
It's true.
At a bank.
And that was called...
Right into the mic, Angela.
And that was called...
Yeah, it was confusing because it was called...
Well, it was confusing because it was called. It was called. Oh, we got a caller. Hold on, we got a caller.
Oh, on our pre-recorded podcast.
We take calls on the show? Is that something we do?
Well.
Are you getting a call on your cell phone?
Sorry, I should say we're taking a call during recording. We're not taking a call during the airing of this podcast.
Sure. Okay.
Knife Guys Finish Kill, you're on the air. This is Tommy.
Is this Knife Guys Finish Kill?
This is Knife Guy's Finish Kill.
Oh my God, I am such a huge fan. I can't believe I got through. What is the episode about today?
Well, I gave a little sneak preview, but usually we wait. It's going to be about the drive-through demon of Tucson.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
And the Phantom Bank Job.
Phantom.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. What are those?
Wait a minute. Wait, Angela, shut up. Sorry, Angela, I didn't mean...
I was not talking.
I'm sorry.
I was putting ice on the back of my head trying to remember a single word of French so I can text Pierre.
I think these are the guys from the other podcast. You know how they call in, pump us for information, and then they try and release an episode
the
day before us?
The fake knives finish last, assholes.
We're doing, I bumped my head today, fell down the stairs and forgot
subjects.
Oh, that's my whole thing.
Shut up, Angela. So, I'm sorry. We're doing an episode today on Hot Pockets.
Keep them on the line. I'm tracing the call.
Angela, what else? We're talking about Hot Pockets. We're talking
Hot Pockets
about...
like a killer?
Yes, there was a killer called Hot Pockets. He famously carried around two lighters in his pant pocket.
And he would set things on fire, and they called them Hot Pockets.
Yeah, that's right.
Angela, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. And then the other
Keep him going.
Is the Phantom Bank Job in Tucson, Arizona.
Phantom Bank Job in Tucson, Arizona. Okay.
No, Angela, shut up.
Hot Pockets.
Okay, gotta go by.
Bagel Bites.
The Bloody Duke, where were you?
I'm sorry. I was trying to trace the call.
We got scooped. We got scooped again.
He called in. I Googled trace the call. Apparently, you need like a machine or something to do it.
You Googled call girl Tracy. What is this?
Huh. Well, I guess. Seems like rates are reasonable.
Hypothetically, if we made merch and one of the t-shirts said fake knives finish last, and one of the t-shirts says knife guys finish kills, and then we could see which one was more popular, and they're both look like they're true crime. Oh,
they both sold out.
They both sold out.
But what if we actually make those, you guys? Because I actually kind of want both.
Angela, they're in a, you know what? We'll print some, and we'll get it done. We'll get it done. So the bank jobs. We're talking about the bank jobs. Obviously, let's pick up past what the Penn and Teller thing was called, because we probably said that.
Yeah, we probably already said that.
Yeah,
we can edit it.
But the Phantom Toll Booth was also being screened in theaters, so that was confusing.
Yeah, that's right. Phantom Toll Booth screened in theaters.
Yes, and an early advanced screening of The Phantom Thread starring Daniel Day-Lewis.
Phantom Menace was also playing.
Phantom
what
Menace
else was
playing?
Phantom Planet, Planet was in band. Planet Hollywood was big in Tucson at that time.
Now you see them. Steve Jobs movie was out, so that was confusing. What's a movie with Bank in the title?
Tallulah Bankhead.
Saving
was
Mrs.
Big.
Banks.
Huge at that time.
Ernie Banks was playing for the Tucson Cubs.
Working at the newspaper was a mess. We actually have audio of them sort of reaching their limit at the Tucson Daily with all of these headlines.
Okay, so the headline you wrote says Phantom Bank Planet.
Just give me a second to cry. If I just have 1 minute to cry, I feel like I can fix this.
Phantom Toll Booth. Okay, what about this?
The Phantom Toll Booth saving Mr. Banks? Steve Jobs?
I guess. I can't.
I think that's nothing but we have to print, so we might as well
print. You try.
Can we ask for an extension?
Okay, let's just start from the beginning.
I'm going to call the governor and see if we can get an extension on the news.
Can we turn it in 2 days late and still get a good grade?
The Phantom Bank job? Is it a robbery, a band, or a Penn and Teller pile of shit?
Well, we know it's not a Penn and Teller thing.
Yeah, what did you say? Penn and Teller thing, Jerry?
Jerry, you knew you were on that one.
I can't. I lost my notepad. You know the little notepads we use? I lost mine.
And that's the end of the audio. That's the end of the audio that we have from that.
Wow,
so
that is chilling.
It was a mess.
We still have more audio from that, but it got violent. They started fist fighting.
They started fist fighting, and those three were never seen again. Mm-hmm. They disappeared. And now that next day, that very next day, the day after that audio, is the only time in Arizona history that a newspaper did not come out.
Mm-hmm.
And we obviously can't cover that now because we're going to cover it on next week's episode when we cover the Tucson Daily Killer, who could have been one of the three of those people.
Yes, gone too soon. Gone Tucson. Was the headline.
but it was a rookie who made that headline because, you know, the three of them were gone.
Yeah,
gone Tucson, probably incredible.
Gone Tucson. And some people say the rookie reporters were just those three, but they wore wigs.
Yeah, but we'll get to the bottom of that next week.
Next week.
Yeah, the Phantom Bank job to wrap up this story. You guys, take a seat. You're never going to believe what it was.
I'm sitting. I've been sitting.
We sit when we record.
Oh, you stand?
You stand for this?
My concussion is worse than I thought previously.
Was your one eye always pointing up?
Huh. I thought I had two. I got one?
No, sorry. You have two, but one of them is pointing. Angela, it doesn't matter.
The Phantom Bank job. Guess who it was?
Penn and Teller.
Do you know? No, it wasn't Penn and Teller. Wasn't the guys of the newspaper.
Wasn't the guys of the newspaper. Was it any of the members of the band Phantom Bank Job?
And guess what they were doing? Working at the bank and pretending to hold themselves up. Huh? And then they would just leave with the money.
So what I said was the red herring earlier.
Yep.
It was a double red herring.
And that's how meta we get here on Fake Knives Finish Last. Nope. Knife Guys Finish Kills. Finish knives.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Knife Guys Finish Kill.
You know, it happens to every one of us. You're walking around the house and your feet get cold and all full of splinters because you're walking on bare floor. And every time this happens, I think there has to be a better way for this. There has to be a better way. And that's why I'm so glad today's show is sponsored by Socks.com.
Socks.com is your place for anything and everything socks. Do you know where the Red Hot Chili Peppers get their socks for their, you know, for their business?
Yeah, do you know? We're dying to know where they get them.
Socks.com.
I'm assuming it's Socks.com because on Socks.com, first, you can obviously select your gender because it matters for socks. And second of all, you can select the use for socks. You can filter by use. So I would filter, I would go to socks, male, small, filter by business. Because obviously protecting your business. And then I could find some of the same socks that the Red Hot Chili Peppers used.
Socks.com. It's socks to have cold feet.
But don't take it from us. Take it from Anthony Kiedis. Sometimes I feel like my feet need some socks. Sometimes I feel like my feet are cold. So I go to Socks.com, I purchase some socks. My feet are warm now, together at last.
And that was on spec. We didn't ask Anthony Kiedis to do that. He's a big fan of the show, and he just wrote in with the Socks.com theme that we've been using ever since.
Yeah, pretty big score.
We've never verified that it was a real business or the codes work or anything, but...
I don't know if that was really Anthony Kiedis.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever even given a code. We've given the code Socks, which may just be a generic code that they use on the website.
But I gotta say, it sucks to be... What was it? It sucks to be cold?
It sucks to have cold feet.
It sucks to have cold feet.
Everything we're doing today is becoming a word salad, and that's what I'm learning. It sucks to have cold feet.
Mm-hmm. Don't take it from us. Take it from the mascot of Socks.com, the Socks.com monster. Well, it sucks to have cold feet. Socks.com/socks.
Two jingles.
Well, there's the one that the brand made, and then there's the Anthony Kiedis one that sent into the show.
It's a fan submitted. Well,
but the Socks.com monster is the official mascot of Socks.com.
That's right. Speaking of official and fan-submitted, of course we're going to read one of our emails in a 30-second segment that you know and love. This is Vital Signs, where Angela Vitals will give a 30-second response to one of your emails or voicemails. So let's see what we have here. Okay, this is from Frederick in Sedona. Frederick says, "Hey, is Angela okay? It feels like every episode she comes in and has had some sort of accident. The guys kind of laugh it off pretty quickly, but it seems like there's a deeper issue at hand."
Meta. A meta choice done by Adel. Meta. That's a great question. What's his name? Tyler from Tucson?
Frederick.
From?
Couldn't be further from Tyler.
Okay. And where's he from?
He's from Sedona.
Sedona. Okay. You know what?
Our neighbors to the...
I'm accident prone, and these guys are patient with it. Mm. And that's all I can ask for from a couple of friends and co-hosts. We're friends, right, Tommy and Bloody Duke?
We are co-hosts.
Great.
For sure. It's to be sure.
Can you help me draft a tea?
draft a tea?
Angela, how can we help you draft a teat? I'd love to do that, but I don't understand how.
Can somebody help me draft a text?
Oh, and 30 seconds is up.
Bonjour, Angela. Pierre,
there's
I
your
think.
French.
Je m'appelle, huh?
And that was Vital Signs, of course, giving clear signs of life.
Mm-hmm.
Blaine Duke.
Is it time? It's just Dake. Is it time for my segment?
Yes, Blade Duke, whenever you're ready.
So
we're officially coming up on hour four of recording. I just leave this in just so people know why I am like this right now.
Again, I guess I misunderstood. Thank you, Angela. Again, I guess I misunderstood.
Oh, she stepped on a rake.
What it was that we were doing on the show again. And I, for my segment, I went to a Killers concert in Tucson, Arizona.
As per our mission statement, we cover all things Killers, murders, events, weirdness, and happenings. Absolutely.
Brandon Flowers, all of it. The show was a lot of fun. I've never been to a Killers show before.
Huh.
They opened with Somebody Told Me. They middled with Somebody Told Me. They did Somebody Told Me in the encore. I mean, it was truly a fantastic night.
Smile if you mean it.
Oh, I do mean it.
Oh, good, because you're smiling. I just wanted to know.
Now, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, the Killers, they kind of posit a question, which I think is, Killers are relevant to this show, if not at least adjacent. But they posit a question in one of their songs, which I think is very relevant to our interests and what we do as seekers of truth and also just fun wackadoos, which is, are you human or are you dancer?
Yeah.
Now, binary. I remember two Christmases ago, I heard a noise on my roof, and I went up to the roof, and I said, what's all this clatter?
Mm.
And there's a reindeer there, and it said, had a little saddle that said dancer on it. I said, is that a guy in a suit? Is that a guy in a suit? Didn't say anything. Said, I'm going to go in the house and get my gun. Are you a guy in a suit? Didn't say anything. Said, I'm going to give you one more fucking chance, bud. Are you a guy in a suit? I'll shoot you. Didn't say anything. Went back in the house, got a gun, came out, ready to shoot. Gone.
Wow.
So I don't know what that was. Oh,
that could have almost appeared on the show as a different murder. And speaking of murders, I know that I was just there to see a Killer show, which, by the way, was fantastic. But
can I stop you right there, Bloody Duke? Just really quick.
Dake. It's Dake.
What?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Dake. What?
My name is Dake.
So.
And that brings us to our favorite segment.
Hold on.
Dake 5.
So, Bloody Duke.
Dake.
This happens. I'm sorry. I hate to sort of talk business while we're on air. This happens a lot where you misunderstand the assignment on our show and you end up going to do some event in a different city and you use it as a write off because you say you think it's for work, in quotes.
Well,
Like you went to Disneyland because you thought that's what we meant once. You went to...
Yeah, what was the confusion there?
The M&M store in Times Square once because you thought that was... Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I also went to that Penn & Teller show, obviously, as we know, because of the name of the show.
That's clear. That makes sense. You don't have to say it's...
Well, I understand that. But also, I do have to say that what started out as a confusion, it was actually serendipitous because they're, like I said... When I went to the Killer show, there was a murder that took place at the Killer show.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, they absolutely murdered their rendition of This River is Wild. I mean, I've never listened to the band before, but they instant classic. I mean, wow. That song, they killed it.
Huh. Now, I know you're just trying to sift. Oh, yeah.
And also, someone died.
What do you mean?
Someone died.
Oh, you're burying the lead then. Talk about the murder.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a murder, but someone did die, and that was the inspiration for them writing the song Good Night Travel Well. It's kind of like a goodbye to a person in their life that died, and I can't remember all the specifics, but Brandon Flowers did he had a beautiful speech before they played that song, and there was not a dry eye in the house in Tucson that night because of that.
Rising?
Someone got shot.
Oh, who and why?
Okay, so someone got shot. Well, I don't know if someone got shot as much as they did play Shot in the Night, which is from their 2013 Direct Hits album, which is still a good album. I did listen to that album.
Bloody Duke.
After the... Yes?
Dave, you just went to a concert, okay?
Somebody told
what it
me
is.
Angela?
To go to the concert.
Angela?
I didn't want to go to the concert. Somebody told me to.
Angela, let's give him... 7 or 8 more.
No, I'm going.
And then we can make a judgment.
This is going to turn into that newsroom in Tucson.
In
a second, where I'm going to start fist fighting my co-hosts.
Look, you guys keep showing me all these things I've done, but, you know, I'm like, read my mind. My intentions are pure, okay?
Are those lyrics? Are those Killers lyrics?
I'm just another girl And for reasons unknown, you guys treat me like I'm Miss Atomic Bomb over here.
That can't be a real... Come on, that's not a real lyric. I'm Miss Atomic Bomb.
Why don't we turn this into Quiet Town for a while, and we'll all just be a little quiet, a little respectful of the work that everyone puts into this show, because some of us are doing a lot of work.
What are you doing?
It's Quiet Town, Angela.
It's Quiet Town.
We're doing... Forget about it, Angela. It's Quiet Town.
I feel it in my bones, Angela. This is your life.
No, stop it. This sounds like one of those... The other episodes where you read lyrics and it hurts my brain. You know what? I spent a week researching the Phantom Bank Job, okay?
You were in a coma for a week, Angela.
Yes. I researched it, and then also, Yes, maybe I did forget a lot of the information as I fell down the stairs today. But you know what? At least I tried. Next week, I might just go to the spa and pretend that I misunderstood the assignment. I'm upset. I'm going to go put on some fluffy socks from socks.com, and I'm going to sit over here.
Wait,
come get me
wait,
if you need me.
Wait. Angela, don't go. Don't go. Look. Can I admit something to you guys?
Yeah, anything.
I was supposed to cover a pretty brutal triple homicide, and I started getting into the details of it, and boy, was it upsetting, and it was violent and, ritualistic, and there was a cannibal element,
yes.
And there was sadism, and I thought, you know what?
Fuck.
I just...
Ticks all the boxes.
I don't know. It's such a bummer to read about, and I just don't know what good are we even doing. You know, at first, I think we were doing this in a way where we were like, giving people advice so that they could help stay safe. But now it just feels like trauma porn. It just feels like we're just unloading terrible happenings and kind of recounting them. And then I saw that there was a Killers concert happening on my block. And I thought, this
on
sounds like a better
they,
time.
They playing like a local art fest?
I live next to the Staples Center.
Hey,
I don't want to give my exact address, but it's on my block. It's a block away.
You've narrowed it down to the one house next to Staples Center.
First of all, I have a great security system, so I'm not really worried. And I know that we have a lot of vigilantes that listen to the show that will protect me.
Hey, you know you could have just told us, right? If you're
sometimes
feeling upset about a murder, you can always tell us anything. If something is kind of driving you insane, we always listen to you. And we hear you when you talk to us, Bloody Duke.
Yeah, Bloody
it's
Duke.
It's Dake.
Bloody Duke, when we did
Dake.
That...
My name's Dake.
When we did that 10-part series on how your mom and dad were murdered, it wasn't until episode 8 that you spoke up and you said, this kind of sucks, guys. Can we stop? And we were
well,
like...
it sucks. You were doing
of course.
It on spec. My mom and dad are still alive, but just to know that that's a way that
but,
they could...
Odds
meet
are,
their end.
I mean, if you look at, you know, odds are one of them at least will,
you know,
will die from some, you know.
I think it's that you guys, and I'm, you know, I'm so jealous of you because you guys are so good at this. You're so good at describing these murders. You have this kind of dispassionate interest in it, and I just don't think I'm equipped to do it.
Oh, Bloody Duke.
No, Dake, it's Dake. I think this is going
to
be my last episode of the show. I think I have to. I think it's time for me.
No,
I've
at least
done,
let us make merch that we can sell, so that you know we make some money off that.
I think it's time for me to leave the show.
Bloody Duke, remember what Angela? You know, any time that we start to second guess ourselves and take a good hard look in the mirror and say, "What are we doing here?" Remember, Angela always says, "What we provide is audio for women to listen to and go, huh." At least it wasn't me. Whee!
Or as they say in France, bonjour, c'est un petit égard, le grand château.
Oh, woof.
I just
merde.
Think my...
No, do not. I took a huge swing.
Took
my
a huge merde.
Relationship with Knife Guys Finish Kill, I think, is at its end, and I think you just need to be happy for
no,
me.
No. Are you going to hop over to Fake Knives Finish Last?
You motherfucker, you're going to hop over to Fake Knives Finish Guys?
I signed some engagement papers. It's nothing binding. And I'm going over to a podcast that's not about killers or murder at all. It's called Fake Guys Finish Knives.
Come on.
And it's a show imagining what it would be like if you created knives and swords and stuff. It's tempering, like that show on blacksmithery? The History Channel. Yeah, it's
come on.
It's like cut pipes imagination and shit? Blacksmithing. And I think it's time for you guys to just be happy for me, okay?
No.
And also,
never.
I have something
Buddy
else.
Buddy Duke, I will never be happy for you.
Date. Come on.
Are you sneezing or something? What is that?
My name is Dake Williams. I was
Snake
never Duke.
Williams?
I was. No, sir.
Bloody Duke,
it is
what are you
Snake
doing?
Williams. You know what? Well, at the other podcast, they call me by my name. They call me Dake. They call me Dake Williams.
That's not your name.
That's not your name.
That's not your name.
That's not your name. They call me Dake. That's not my name. You Bloody Duke.
Can we just finish up what we have to do here today?
No, we're going to edit all this out and you'll be back tomorrow.
No, you're going to be back tomorrow.
You're going to be back tomorrow.
Because you don't abandon us.
We have a 1-year engagement at this Sphere, and I can't stress enough, we cannot go back on that.
Fine. I'll stay with the show.
Woo!
Next week, I'll buckle down and I'll do a gruesome murder, which is all we like to talk about.
Yeah, maybe when you're
speaking
parents,
of murder, if you're getting murdered on socks prices, you might as well check out socks.com. But don't take it from us. Take it from the socks.com monster. It's socks.com where socks are cheap but good.
And also take it from Anthony Kiedis. These prices are so low, it's practically like we're giving them away now. Give them away. That's too many syllables. Flea, that's too many syllables. John Frusciante. Hey, John Frusciante.
It's Dake. My name is Dake, Flea.
And this is another hack in from Fake Knives Finished Last. Just so you know, there should be a t-shirt of our merch up on the Hey Riddle Riddle merch store, maybe, if we got organized in time. Make sure you buy that shirt and not the Knife Guys Finish Kills. Am I saying any of the right words?
Okay, guys, a great episode today. I think that we got it. I think we got everything in there. Just so everyone's clear, for these episodes, you know, typically we're shooting for like hour and a half of content. What we just recorded there was 25 minutes. So I don't necessarily know.
Just loop it three times. I'm heading out.
Just loop it three times?
Yeah, loop it three times. Nobody will notice. Everybody falls asleep to this.
I guess we could add some extra socks.com ads. And
yeah, do it. Get the monster on the mic. That guy loves to talk.
Okay, so this episode is going to be that 25 minutes we recorded.
Yeah.
Plus what we have to cut three times, a bunch of socks.com ads, and then just the socks.com monster doing what? Like an outro?
Poetry.
Okay, we'll do the outro. I'm making a note here. It'll be the socks.com.
Or a stand-up.
Okay, well, you have to pick. They're both good.
I'll leave it up to the monster.
You'll leave it up to the socks.com monster to do his stand-up or poetry.
Does he have a name?
It's Bloody Duke.
Neptune.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy, thank you. What a crowd. Hey, I just flew in this morning, and boy, are my socks tired. Socks.com. Oh, boy, okay, I'm going to do some crowd work. Looking around the room tonight. You, sir, where are you from? What do you do?
From Tucson, and I edit podcasts.
Tucson, you edit podcasts. Probably need some socks. Do something like that. Buy some socks. Socks.com. You, man. Where are you from, and what do you do?
Tucson. I rob banks.
You rob banks. More like you rub toes. Get some socks, lady. Come on, socks.com. Anyway, I'm the socks.com monster. I'm horny as all hell, and I'm ready to sock, if you know what I'm saying. Socks.
We got him. We got him. Move in. We got him.
CK. Wait, what? Huh?
We heard him say he's ready to socks. We
got
him.
Tackle him. Kill him. Kill him. Execute him.
The monster sock killer. We should have assumed.
I really liked this episode.
Yeah, that was
fun. I had a really good time today,
Casey,
you guys.
Casey, leave all that in.
No, take it out, Casey.
Just so people know, Aaron's okay.
No, I take it out. I had a really good time.
No, take it out.
No, Casey, take it out. Don't let it play.